yesterday I saw a media release come out from the Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations. FSIN executive put out a statement yesterday requesting clear disclosure and oversight regarding the June 3rd removal of Assistant Commissioner Rhonda Blackmore from her post as the officer in charge of F Division RCMP. The release goes on. It quotes a number of tribal chiefs, but who better to hear from than the head of FSIN, Chief Bobby Cameron, joins me by phone this morning. Chief Cameron, thank you so much for joining the show.
Yeah, thank you, Evan. Good morning to you, too.
Why was this important for FSIN to put this release out on Assistant Commissioner Rhonda Blackmore?
I've been thinking for quite some time since we got the terrible news. We were saddened. We were frustrated. We were outraged. We were in shock. We couldn't believe it. Why? Why during this time when things were going so smoothly, so great? Sure, there's bumps and challenges. But this lady, let me tell you, did her absolute best to work with each First Nation and any organization. Her communication skills were second to none in addressing what we are facing every single day, Evan, and to all the listeners. The harmful, the devastation of the effects of alcohol and drugs and the violence and the unnecessary deaths that come with it. Here we were, on any given month, we would get an update. There was a drug bust here. Firearms were involved. Yeah, that's what we're battling. And I try to compare latest, Evan, with Edmonton Oilers and Connor McDavid. You're not going to trade away your best player, for goodness sakes. Mm-hmm. You're going to keep doing your best to ensure the results keep coming and that at least together we chip away at the overall crisis we're facing every day within our First Nation community. So we felt it was important to support her that way. I did talk to Mike Duhaime, I believe that's how you pronounce his last name.
The commissioner, yep.
Yeah, and told him we were frustrated and upset and saddened to hear of this, but very little info as to why. And we have a good understanding as to why. And when that comes out, there'll be more to say for sure.
Mm-hmm. Can you help me understand, Chief Cameron, what sets Rhonda Blackmore apart in your mind? You talk about the positive things. It's no secret that there has been a challenged historical relationship between policing and First Nations. You and I had the opportunity to work together many times through the years while I was with the Regina Police Service. I know there's things that set Rhonda apart from other police leaders that you may have interacted with. Can you help us understand what that is?
I look at the James Smith Cree Nation tragedy there and how she got right involved with the interactions, with the investigation, with the meetings and taking direction from chief and councils. The word trust comes to mind, right? There's been a lot of mistrust over the years, and for the right reasons, between First Nations and some law enforcement. I say some because there's a lot of good officers out there. Don't get me wrong. When we make comments, some folks just think FSIN blankets everybody, but it's not. There's a lot of great officers out there who have heart and compassion. But to keep them all together and keep them running smoothly like a truck motor, that's what Rhonda Blackmore meant. She faced it head on. She faced the challenges, welcomed them. Although they were sensitive, she dealt with them with us and sat at the table, heard our concerns, and tried to come up with the best solutions. That's why we think, I shouldn't say think, we know that's why she was removed, because she was working with us in addressing the racism, because it still exists. It still exists there, Evan. Within certain officials, the internal politics of the head of the RCMP, it's still there. And together, hopefully one day, we'll eliminate it, because it's only imperative that we come together and continue the good work together.
Mm-hmm. Your media release yesterday, Chief Cameron, calls for a couple of things. Can we talk about what you're looking for in terms of the key demands from this release?
Yeah, for sure. We want answers, pretty much. We don't want to be sidelined or shuffled over or, you know, getting deflected, the answers deflected. We want truth. We want answers as to why. And, to, you know, we still call for her to come back. We still want her back.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's some strong words in the release. I'll continue to talk about it. We'll share it through our website as well. Chief Bobby Cameron, FSIN, is my guest. I have a couple of other quick topics before I let you go. You yourself and your team at FSIN have been very actively involved in the wildfire situation in the north, which I know is hopefully moving in the right direction. People are being returned to their communities. Just some thoughts and comments on what you saw up there and the province's response.
Yeah, what we saw was complete devastation, complete chaos with such an unprecedented wildfire situation. The Dener Beach, the community of Dener Beach and others, and I say this to all the listeners out there, imagine losing everything in your life that meant so dear to you. The TVs, the couches, things like that don't matter. But when you lose family, symbols, such as a picture that we wanted to leave in our home for decades. Those meant the world to all those families. So they lost everything. You can imagine that.
Yeah.
Close to 200 homes, I believe, in the community of Dener Beach. Complete, total loss. So we saw a lot of hurt and heartache, but we also saw a lot of determination and resiliency from First Nations and non-First Nation alike, coming together to support one another, care for one another, listen to one another, and heal. Because that's what it's going to take moving forward, is to continue to heal with one another and, you know, doing our part with the Prince Albert Grand Council and their First Nations to
get the
rebuilding phase back.
We've talked a lot about, you know, the after-action review that will happen, reviews of what went well, what didn't go well. Would you have any suggestions for the province on handling a situation like this in future years? Anything you would like to see different?
Yeah, you know, immediately we did have some meetings with Scott Moe and some of his folks, so we were thankful for that. Some of the support systems that they did provide. Where there's lack, I'll say, with the whole actual fight and fires on the ground, is to not let it... There's a term that people are using, let it burn policy. And, you know, the government will say that doesn't exist, blah, blah, blah. But when there's a system that says this, if it's 20 kilometers away, we won't bother it, or something like that. But we know that when the wind picks up, that direction of the fire can bring complete chaos when the wind shifts. And that's what happened. So we're saying tackle these fires quicker, work with the First Nations as it's their land. It's our land. Let me tell you something. Before firefighters even existed, our First Nations, when they would see a fire deep, deep in the forest, they'd go tackle at night with no equipment, just with their bare hands or bare feet, with some buckets of water, and they go put it out. Now we're in unprecedented times with such a terrible wildfire that happened this year. So that's what it takes, is working together, First Nations, and taking their direction.